Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today, of course, is the Friday, the 18th of October. Even this month is ticking by pretty quickly. So we're 2 to 3 weeks away from the US election. It is an important event. Not just for financial markets, of course, for the US and the shape of the US moving forward, and what that means for economies like the Eurozone, and Asian economies as well. It's an important event for sure. Now, firstly, just a little bit of an apology from yesterday. If you were inconvenienced in any way, we do apologize. We had intermittent access all day, and it really disrupted our whole sort of approach for yesterday. So apologies for that. Yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, everything seemed to come back, and we Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. We tested everything thoroughly this morning and last night as well. Everything seemed to be fine, and then we just got cut off again. So I don't know quite what's going on here. Let's try and get through it while we can. I do apologize, guys. In terms of a quick introduction, profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, to have some idea about trade selection and how you choose the markets that you want to focus your attention on. Then it's about your strategy in terms of entries and exits, risk management approach, trade management when you're in a profitable position, or if you can mitigate risk in a trade, you know, always try to do it, along with trading psychology as well, all very important feature. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. I do apologize, everyone, for the disconnection there. We're going to have to dig a bit deeper and see what the problem is here. I'm not too sure what it is. Okay, so look, we can go straight to yesterday's ECB meeting. We saw a 25 basis point rate cut again. We have quite a very dovish dynamic across the Eurozone. We had really surprisingly positive core retail sales numbers for the US as well. And unemployment claims coming back off the highs, but as you can see, a little bit more on the elevated side, very much legacy, natural, just the legacy related issues on that one. The only major news we've had today is, again, it's a really surprising swing. So, we're expecting a negative number. The UK economy is not performing particularly well with relatively lower growth. We do have inflation coming down as well. We're below that. I think it came in at 1.7, didn't it, during the week? So we do have lowering inflation, but there was an expectation that we'd get a really negative figure for the UK economy, and actually it came out surprisingly positive. And if you look at the chart, I just want to just leave you with this. I mean, it's largely up and down, but retail sales is a kind of a minor growth indicator. But certainly, we were expecting a bit of negativity, and we got some positivity, and we have done in the last 3 months. So that's obviously a good news story for the UK and for the pound, and we've seen the pound react accordingly. So a bit of a kind of a choppy day yesterday for markets more broadly. The S&P rallied, made all-time highs, and then sold off. There was an interesting sort of phrasing, really, this morning, where it's very common for markets to get a little bit tentative going into a US election, because you've got that, obviously, that binary outcome in terms of Donald Trump or Harris. And depending who, which one gets in, you've got dynamics which are unknown, let's say. And a lot of people find comfort in the stability that things are so tight. It's very unlikely you're going to get an outright winner in the House and also in the Senate in the US. So that brings a degree of stability in its own right, from a political perspective, because Donald Trump can't go in there and get everything. disrupted really as a result. But the euro dollar, so indices decided to go on a bit of a round trip, rallied to the upside and then reverse. The dollar started to continue its strength, but then is pulling back with our bias would still be for further downside. So let's see how things play out this morning. The pound, we've got a bit of a strong rally off the back of that really quite positive retail sales number. We're expecting a negative number and prices to rally just a little bit lower, but they've rallied to the upside. So we'll see if we can stay in the pound dollar. We want to stay in it. The dollar yen still looking to rally. Hopefully we'll get that rally up to these highs. And oh no, our screen has right, we have to sort this out for the morning session, it seems. Sorry about that there, guys. Okay. So again, really focusing on dollar strength. We had some continuation yesterday. It looks like the dollar's coming back strong against the CAD again. And getting a little bit of a bounce in the Aussie, and the New Zealand is not really doing an awful lot, but our bias is very much lower. So still, we can stick with that dollar strength trade. We were looking at progress without any joy, unfortunately. All right, guys. But we need to find another solution really for this. We apologize. Well, again, I do apologize. I really don't understand why this keeps cutting in and out. So look, while we've got a bit of internet connection, we'll do our analysis. Just in terms of crude oil, it looks like we could get a little bit of a bounce. Ironically, with the killing of that Iranian official, sorry, the Hamas official who was responsible for the attacks in Israel, which started the whole conflict off again. Sorry there again, everyone. I thought we'd resolve these connection issues, and clearly they're happening all over again. So a bit of a nightmare. We'll try and get it sorted as quickly as we can. So look, apologies. Let's go and just post our trade plan into the chat box, guys. Market summary. So yeah, we've got increasing bond yields. There's a few things to go over. The 10-year bond yield is rallying. That's a bit negative. We're getting so close to a US election, you might get a bit of negativity in there. You know, we do have really, really bullish, very bullish opportunities. What we might suggest is that sell trade in the indices markets might be a bit easier if we start seeing a bit of negativity roll over across your Magnificent Seven. So it's not really a trade to be called, but keeping our options open again today wouldn't necessarily be a bad idea. We spoke about crude oil, but I don't know how much of it you missed. We do have, with the death of this Hamas leader who's responsible for the Israeli attacks, there might be an opportunity to cease fire and to make some progress in terms of some sort of lasting peace, but maybe that's a bit too far. So we got quite a convoluted kind of mixed little backdrop. We obviously got equities at all-time highs, but we've also got risk increasing as well, with gold rallying and the dollar, you know, broadly strengthening as well. So the dynamics are mixed. You've got bond yields rallying, which bond yields up, equities down is the comfortable position, really. So in terms of market summary then, currently up on screen, and I'll get this this thing posted now in just a couple of seconds. Mixed market conditions. So further dollar strength. Yeah, broadly, there's no reason to move away from the dollar just yet. So we definitely have that. It's a bit of a mixed bag for the indices markets. The yen, we're already in a dollar yen, so we want to try and stick with that one if we can. Perhaps adding another yen trade, perhaps not a great opportunity. And then gold and oil. So gold, you have the opportunity to buy all-time highs again, like we've had for the last few days, and crude oil. We'd actually be looking to sell crude oil rather than buy it. So yeah, it's a choppy background. The ECB yesterday decided to cut rates 25 basis points, so that's pretty much in line with expectations. And there's not really a huge amount . So really, just today, we want to keep all options open. We don't have anything. We don't have any news today that's likely to impact any decision making. So it's a pretty bland trade plan, but okay, yeah, all right, I've still got you, thank you for that. All right, so look, that's our trade plan. I'm sorry, just run over a bit longer, this is a bit disrupted as well, which isn't great. We need to find another solution really for this connection issues. So look, we let you go on that note. Thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are a little bit all over the place really in many ways, so let's discuss it in a little bit more detail in the European live trade room. The mentorship room there, if you can join us for that, we'll discuss it all in a bit more detail. And obviously, if we get into any trades, we'll post them into our Signal service. So again, guys, I do apologize for the connection issues we've been having. We're desperate to try and get them sorted out. So we'll dig a bit deeper and see if we can get this resolved. Okay, my pleasure. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll switch rooms now, so we'll hopefully see you in just a minute or two. So for everyone here, take care. And if we don't see you, have a good weekend, and we'll see you back next week. My pleasure, guys. Take care of yourselves. All the best. Bye-bye.